This is Dr. Singh, I'm dictating from the Villa Great Lakes Crossing. Patient first name is Dino, D-E-N-N-O, last name is Chapman, C-H-A-P-M-A-N, date of birth is 11-15-1965, date of dictation is 3-31-2023, HPI history page complaints, psychiatric term. Follow-up for management of confusion, history of agitation, common psychotic symptoms, and assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness, this is a 57 years old male who is well familiar to our service. He has been a resident of this facility since 12-16-2022. Patient was the last evaluated by PA from our service on December 15, 2022. During my evaluation, he was sitting in the dining area and did not seem to be in any distress. I reviewed his chart. Your patient has had falls due to poor safety awareness. Exhibits ongoing confusion, he told me that his uncle comes to visit him and also believe that his mother is alive. He denied any thoughts of harm to self or others, however has been aggressive in the past period. I spoke to a patient's wife, Patricia Chapman, extensively. We talked about patient's behavioral problems, come agitation, come episodic anxiety, Patient's wife believes that patient's quote nephew jumped on him unquote, and he hasn't been same since then. She also stated that he had a stroke. Wife reports that patient lost his sister 2 years ago, her brother 6 months ago, and his mom is also deceased. And nephew was also shot dead. Patient believes that one of the nurses who works on third floor is his daughter. Next paragraph. Patient told me that he's a high school graduate and went to Murray Wright High School. And next paragraph. Interim Medical Social Family History. Last visit 12-15-20. 22. Next paragraph. Check a review of medical, family, and social history indicate no changes since last visit as noted above. Medical history unremarkable, surgical history unremarkable, social history unremarkable, family history unremarkable. Next paragraph. Medical record, lab diagnostic test, requiratory informant chart, nursing, check family. Next paragraph, current psychotropic medications. Check medical page. Number two, Seroquel 75 milligram AM NHS. Uh, Now, constitutional, non fundamental size examination, grooming, fair, motor movements, weakness, stature, sitting, gait, wheelchair, self-propelled, level of consciousness, alert, demeanor, cooperative, affect, constructed, mood, euthymic, speech, disfluent, thought processes, periods of confusion, suicidal, homicidal ideation, deny suicidal and homicidal ideation, perceptual disturbances, no evidence of psychosis or AVH at this time, fund of knowledge, poor judgment, poor insight, poor orientation to person, place, time impaired, attention impaired, concentration impaired, memory recent impaired, sleep none, appetite fair. Next paragraph under assessment and plans. Unspecified intracranial injury S06.9. Number 2, mild intellectual disabilities F70. Plans continued supportive care. Number 3, schizophrenia unspecified F20.9. Plans decrease. Seroquel to 50 mg in the morning, 75 mg HS in an attempt to minimize use of antipsychotic medications. It appears that patients have agitation, aggressive behaviors, and history of hallucinations could be related to intracranial head injury. Next paragraph, disposition. Notify service of change in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, check. The patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, under disposition. It's not clear as far as patient having a prior diagnosis of schizophrenia, but it seems that intracranial head injury could explain his history of psychotic symptoms and behavioral problems. Next paragraph, orders and procedures, 99309. Next paragraph, end of dictation.